Christ is risen. Excellent. He is risen indeed. The apostles in this morning's gospel didn't quite believe that, did they? They did not believe he was risen indeed. They thought it was make-believe. They thought it was pretend. They thought they were dreaming. They thought that they were seeing a ghost. They were terrified. And Jesus says to them, don't be afraid. He says, look. Look at my hands. Look at my feet. Touch my hands. Touch my feet. Ghosts don't have flesh and bones. It's really me. It's really real. He said, I'll prove it to you. He says, do you have anything here to eat? And what did they give him to eat? Yes. Go ahead. They gave him what?
Cooked fish.
That's right. They had baked fish that they gave him, and he ate it right in front of them to prove that Jesus is truly risen. It's not pretend. It's not false, fake, or fantasy. It's really real. As you said, he is risen indeed. Now, I have to tell you, you're absolutely right that they gave him baked fish to eat. But my Latin Bible, which is, by the way, the inspired version of the Bible that the fathers of the church approved way back in the 300s, in my Latin version of the Bible, it says that they gave Jesus something else to eat besides fish. And I didn't know this until a couple of years ago, what they gave Jesus to eat besides fish. Okay? And it wasn't in our translation of the gospel, sadly. But they gave Jesus to eat. This is going to surprise you, maybe. They gave him to eat honey. The Bible says, the Bible that my grandparents have, which is the Douay Rheims Bible, is based on the Latin. I looked at my grandparents' old Bible, and the pages are falling apart. And I looked at the English translation, and there it was. I was shocked. It says they gave him a piece of baked fish and a honeycomb. And I said, cool. That's great. You know, one of my favorite Easter presents that I got this year in my Easter basket was some honey from the Franciscan Friars in Wisconsin. That is really good honey. One of our parishioners put that into my Easter basket. Some delicious, sweet honey from the Franciscan Friars in Wisconsin. It is so good. Now, I could spend a lot of time talking to you about the health benefits of honey, but I probably should preach on the Bible, shouldn't I? And surprisingly, the Bible has a lot to say about honey, if you think about it. So I took some time and I was praying. I was thinking, where in the Bible does it talk about honey? And then I remembered, well, God promised the Israelites in the promised land, a promised land flowing with milk and honey. I thought, cool. And then I remembered John the Baptist. And John the Baptist had a very strange diet, didn't he? St. John the Baptist ate the fat-free, cholesterol-free grasshopper. And he ate honey, the Bible says. And I kept praying about it, and I said, isn't there a part of the Bible? And it's in there. It's in Psalm 19. It says, your law, O Lord, is sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. Wow. And then I remembered Exodus chapter 16, which is a very important passage from the Bible. It's a story about the Israelites wandering through the desert, and they were complaining about the food. Now, I know you've never done that at hot lunch ever, have you? You've never complained because our schools have absolutely delicious food. Okay, but so I know it's hard to imagine this, but the Israelites were complaining, we are disgusted with this food, it's gross. So God said, fine, I'll give you food. And so how did he give them food? In the morning, there was dew on the grass. The grass was all wet with this dew. And then the dew evaporated, and then there was these flakes of bread on the grass that the people collected and put into baskets. And they called this special bread that God brought them down from heaven, he called this bread manna. Manna, bread from heaven. And you go back home and you look at your Bibles in Exodus chapter 16, verse 31. I kid you not, the Bible says that these wafers, it says that the manna tasted like wafers made with honey. That's what the Bible says. These wafers tasted like they were made with honey. I know that you know very well a beautiful passage from the Bible, from Wisdom, chapter 16, verse 20, which says, you have given them bread from heaven, having within it all sweetness. You remember singing that before? And the very next line of the Bible says, for this substance of yours, O Lord, has revealed your sweetness to your children. Isn't that beautiful? Today, 10 of our young people, we're so excited for you, are going to be able to receive for the first time the sweetness of Jesus' body and blood. I remember so long ago in a galaxy far, far away, my own first communion when I was in second grade. And I remember how sweet it was to taste Jesus for the first time. It was better than honey. It was so good, Jesus' body and blood, the first time that I tasted it. And you know, from time to time throughout my life, I've tasted that sweetness again. Sometimes we get hosts that are homemade from beautiful consecrated religious sisters that they make, and if I can get it fresh, when they make the bread fresh, oh my, after I receive communion, there's a sweetness on my tongue. Sweeter than honey is the taste of Jesus in Holy Communion. So I know that I am really inspired by all of you today making your first Holy Communion, and I know that your parents, your godparents, your grandparents, all of your family that's here, we're inspired by you because we too want to taste our communion today as if it were our first Holy Communion and to taste it for the first time, the sweetness of Jesus. It really, truly is his body and blood, isn't it? It's not fake, fantasy, false, or fiction. It's not just a symbol of his body. It doesn't just represent his body. It is indeed, truly it is, the risen body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. And you get to taste it for the first time. Oh, as we say, oh Lord, I thank you today that you will give these young people your own body and blood from heaven, having within it all sweetness.